Welcome back to Pep Talk, News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable, 850-437-1620 if you want to be part of the conversation today. Pep Talk brought to you by Barbary Plumbing. When it's time to call a plumber, call the Best of the Bay winner, Barbary Plumbing, 477-8782. In the studio with me right now, Melanie from American Cancer Society, the Pensacola branch. Thank you for being here today.
Absolutely. Thank you for having me.
Absolutely. So tell me a little bit about your mission.
Absolutely. The mission of the American Cancer Society is to save lives, celebrate lives, and end cancer as we know it. And that is what we're doing here in Pensacola with our upcoming Making Strides Against Breast Cancer on October 26th.
Mm-hmm. So I think a lot of us have been impacted by breast cancer. We know somebody, we're related to somebody. Talk to me a little bit about the numbers.
Yeah, absolutely. So this year alone in 2024, over 300,000 women will hear you have breast cancer, and over 2,700 men will also hear you have breast cancer. Mm-hmm. Men and women are affected by breast cancer, and each year, if 1 in 8 women will be diagnosed with breast cancer, and unfortunately, 1 in 43 women will ultimately lose their battle with breast cancer.
That's amazing. So talk to me a little bit about the importance then of early detection.
Yeah, early detection is key. Mm-hmm. And that is, you know, for any cancer, but for breast cancer, absolutely. And so we always encourage your monthly self-checks. If you have a problem, we want you to contact your provider, and if you need a mammogram, if you need ultrasound, whatever they feel necessary. But we do have guidelines set with the American Cancer Society where women that are at normal risk for getting breast cancer start their annual mammograms and have the opportunity to do so at age 40. Mm. And so we do encourage everyone to do that. Now, there is factors, family genetics, hereditary, and those women that are at a higher risk, we always want you to talk to your provider and start your mammograms at around the age of 30. So it does depend on family history, but the majority of women who do get breast cancer have no known history of breast cancer.
Mm-hmm. You mentioned men also mm-hmm. get it. What age should they be thinking about it?
You know, men right now, it's really about education, mm-hmm. Educating men to understand that they are also able to get breast cancer. I do know 2 male breast cancer survivors, and I will tell you, and it's funny, I spoke about this yesterday, they found it by accident. It was not, routine check, but we always encourage, the American Cancer Society for men to also self-check. If you feel there's something not normal in your breast region, to please contact your provider for support. And maybe it may be something else. It could be that, but just know that you are able to also get breast cancer.
Mm-hmm. And the work that the doctors and the researchers are doing is really amazing. They're able to, as long as they catch it early, they're able to actually address the issue.
Yeah, absolutely. Research is key in the fight against breast cancer. And currently, ACS has over $78 million invested in research. And for those who live in here, Pensacola, and maybe know a little bit about breast cancer, tamoxifen is a very popular breast cancer treatment. And that was actually funded by the ACS research. And so we have a lot of Pensacolians that are actually here with us today because of that treatment of tamoxifen. And they that was funded by the American Cancer Society.
All right, perfect. I know that you were stopping in today to talk about Making Strides Against Breast Cancer. So tell me a little bit about that event.
Yeah, absolutely. We have our Making Strides Against Breast Cancer of Pensacola coming up October 26th. We are just about 2 weeks away from turning downtown Pensacola into the pinkest city you've ever seen. Mm-hmm. It is beautiful, the sea of pink that comes to downtown Pensacola. Our activities start at 8 a.m. And by activities, I mean we encourage all of Pensacola to come out. We have sponsors that are set up on site. You'll see Baptist Healthcare, our platinum sponsor. You're going to see Allen Turner Hyundai, our finish line sponsor. You're going to see Florida Blue, our start line sponsor. The city of Pensacola will be set up with us. Chevrolet will be out there as well set up, and they will have vehicles. Woodlands Medical Specialist, HCA Florida West. We have partners with all these great, amazing organizations in Pensacola. And you can stop by and visit each one of them. A lot of them are going to have goodies to give out. out. We're going to have music. We're going to have an opening ceremony. You'll see Brent Lane and Sue Strong on stage. We're also going to be doing our Men Wear Pink top ambassador. We're going to do a reveal of our top leaders in the community who've raised the most funds in our campaign. So we have that going on. And then the walk will start at 9 a.m. We start promptly at 9 a.m. and we walk through downtown Pensacola. And it is a non-competitive 5K.
Okay. So talk to me a little bit about the Survivor and Thriver Caregiver Breakfast. Is that part of this too?
So absolutely. So we have two things. And I'm so glad that you brought that up because we actually have on October 16th, we have our Survivor Thriver Luncheon that is actually at the Pensacola Yacht Club. Doors will be opening at noon. If any of Survivors or Thrivers in the community are interested in that, email me at melanie.row@cancer.org and RSVP because we do RSVP for that. It is a sitted wonderful luncheon on October 16th. Then on October 26th, that morning, we do a beautiful breakfast that is provided by our wonderful Pensacola community. And a survivor and a caregiver are able to come in. The survivor will get a goodie bag. We're going to be doing sash decorating. And there's a breakfast that they are able to come in and fellowship with other survivors and enjoy themselves. And that'll start around 8 in the morning as well on October 26th.
Okay. And I guess as part of the opening ceremony, Men Wear Pink, you also recognize the top fundraiser?
Yeah. So in Men Wear Pink, we actually have 9 men in the fight against breast cancer right now that are in a friendly competition raising funds in the fight, and we bring all of those wonderful men on stage on October 26th, and we will not announce the top fundraiser. Last year, Dr. Palaconda from HCA won, so there is a tight battle again for 2024, and we are excited to see who the top fundraiser will be on October 26th.
Awesome. We'll be back with Pep Talk right after this.
News Radio 92.3 congratulates the recent winners and finalists in the 2024 Pensacola News Journal Community Choice Awards.
Here is one of the recent winners who can say they are the best of the Bay.
Stern Chiropractic Clinic is honored to be recognized as the best chiropractic clinic, best massage therapy, and best pain management clinic. If you need relief from neck or back pain, headaches, auto injury, or other conditions, visit sternchiroclinic.com to schedule an appointment.
Congratulations to all the best of the Bay winners.
Hey, can you blow up some balloons for Jack's party?
I can't. I'm so congested.
You need Sinex Saline from Vicks.
Sinex Saline Nasal Spray?
Yeah, just Sinex. Breathe.
Sinex Saline instantly clears everyday congestion associated with colds and year-round allergies with a gentle, ultra-fine mist that's no mess and easy to control.
Daddy, we need more balloons!
On it!
Enjoy life's important moments without congestion. Try Sinex Saline from Vicks. Just Sinex. Breathe. Use as directed.
Fall is a great time of the year for gardening, whether it's fertilizing the lawn, pruning, planting shrubs, cool weather color, and of course, winter vegetables. This is Mike Wiggins. If you've got gardening questions, we've got the answers on the News Radio Garden Line every Tuesday morning at 9 on the Pensacola Expert Panel. And if you miss us on Tuesday, then catch the Encore Edition every Saturday morning at 9.
Sponsored by Pensacola Hardware, Blue Sky Landscaping, and Barnes Feed Store.
Are you a business owner? Do you love sports? I bet your audience does too. What if I told you I could help you reach your audience while they are at a sporting event? Hi, I'm Lexi with ADX Digital, and I can help you connect with your audience. Call 850-262-6000 and build a digital campaign with me today. ADX Digital is locally owned and part of the ADX Communications family, inclusive of Cat Country 98.7, News Radio 92.3, ESPN Pensacola 99.1, and Pensacola's Playlist 94.5.
News Radio 92.3.
The winner of the prestigious Marconi Award Media Market Station of the Year from the National Association of Broadcasters.
Informative, local, dependable.
Good morning. Welcome back to Pep Talk. News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable. 850-437-1620 if you have any questions for our guest today. In studio with me is Melanie from the American Cancer Society of Pensacola. We do actually have a question on the line. You ready for it?
Absolutely.
All right, Cheryl, go ahead with your question.
Yeah, what is the male equivalent of a mammogram for early detection of breast cancer?
So men do get breast cancer just like with women. So they are able to, I mean, look for the signs, first of all, the lumps in the breast, the change of the nipple, the any discharge from the nipple. All of that is not normal for a male or women. And so they are able to also get mammograms. They can get ultrasounds. Those type of procedures are available for males as well.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
All right, thanks for the call, Cheryl. If you have any questions, 850-437-1620. We're talking a little bit about the Making Strides Against Breast Cancer event that is coming up. One more time on the date?
Absolutely. It's October 26th in beautiful downtown Pensacola at Seville Square.
Okay. Can people still sign up to walk?
Yes, we actually, our website is live. Our website is www.makingstrideswalk.org/PensacolaFL. I hope I said it slow enough, but I know it is a long website, but that is our website. It is live. Teams can register. Participants can register. There is no registration fee for Making Strides of Pensacola. So it is open to the public, even on day of event. If you wake up and it's like, oh, it's a beautiful morning, I'd love to do a 5K with my family. Everyone come out, participate, help us raise awareness in the fight against breast cancer. That is what we're doing. That's why we're saying bring your pink. Pink is a known color for breast cancer. And so that's the ribbon that is associated with it. So come out. We're very family friendly. So kids in strollers are welcome. Kids in jogging strollers are welcome. We do have participants that do come out in motorized wheelchairs, things like that. It's all welcome. We do allow service dogs at our event, but we are not pet friendly. So unfortunately, please leave your family dog at home if it is just a pet friendly. But if you have a service dog, your service dog is welcome to come out and participate as well.
And what is the route? Where do they all go?
So absolutely. So we actually are going to be downtown Seville and we'll be on Alcanese. We actually do close down quite a few roads. So if you're not coming out to Making Strides of Pensacola, please know that there are some roads that will be closed, Bayfront, Main Street. And we will be out of there around by 11 o'clock. The road should be open for you, but we will be closing downtown. And we have Pensacola Police Department as a great supporter that is there with us on the route and have everyone safely moving through it.
Is there also entertainment part of this event?
So we will actually have the Pensacola Lamplighters. They will be at our finish line doing a stomp show when we end it. So when you come back, you will get to see a show. We will have our opening ceremonies, which will include some things from Brent Lane and from Sue Strong as well.
Okay. So stomp. So they're going to be...
Yeah, there's
going to be stuff with garbage cans, broomsticks.
I think that's it's just the youth that are going to be out there doing. Oh, okay. I don't think we're going to have they're not going to be using anything to do it. But it is a great show. We had it happen a few years ago, and we're excited to have it back at the finish line this year. It always brings a great crowd.
You had mentioned service dogs are allowed, family pet, maybe not so much. What else is permitted, not permitted to bring along to the event?
So we are, as you can imagine, we are a non-smoking, non-vaping event. Please, you know, refrain from doing that during the event time. We always encourage participants. Last year, I will tell you, we had over 10,000 Pensacolians at our event. And one of the things that was always asked is, well, where do I find my team? And so one of the things we always suggest is to make sure that meet your team. So maybe say you're going to meet at the front of Hub Stacy's on the corner. Have a spot where you meet them as well. We will also, parking is available in downtown Pensacola. Yes, you may have to park, pay to park. That is not an option. We can stop for all of the day of downtown Pensacola, but we do have Bartram Park across from us that there's parking available as well.
Is there going to be a survivor's tent this year and what all happens there?
So absolutely. So we will have our survivor's tent with our breakfast. We have a wonderful national partner, our ZTAs. They're a great partner of ours for the American Cancer Society and Making Strides. And they will be there to greet all of our survivors at our survivor tent. The breakfast will start around 8 a.m. Our survivor tent will stay up for those who are not able to walk. They are able to sit there and fellowship and finish their breakfast while the walk is taking place.
Okay.
So if you feel like you can only do part of the walk, please come back and enjoy the festivities at the grounds because we will still be there.
Do you have any tips for people who want to raise funds to support the event?
So, you know, there's a lot of different ways to raise funds. And in fact, I'm going to a wonderful fundraiser tonight over at Remax Horizons on Creighton Road. Team Fisher Q is a wonderful team. They do a raffle, a mega auction for us every year. And then we have people who do bake sales. We have people who sell teams who sell T-shirts. Lady Tate on the softball team, one of our top teams for many years, does a softball tournament every March and raises a wonderful amount of money in the fight against breast cancer. You can also connect to your Facebook, right? Like everybody's on Facebook or Instagram now. If you register, there's a dashboard available and you can actually literally with a click connect to your Facebook and put it up there and do it that way as well. And through sending emails, that's an option we have as well. So you may not even have to leave the comforts of your own home to fundraise.
Do you also need volunteer help for the event?
We absolutely do. Day of volunteers are essential, and we do have wonderful groups that come out every year. But if you are interested in volunteering, please reach out. Again, my email, melanie.row@cancer.org. We will always use volunteers, whether it's setting up tables, breaking down tables, setting up chairs, working the route on our water stations. There's always opportunities available for volunteerism. And we still have opportunities for sponsorship. If you'd like to be a sponsor of Making Strides of Pensacola, there's still time. So feel free to reach out and we can discuss possible sponsorship opportunities for you to be a part of that.
Mm-hmm. And individuals and teams are still able to sign up for the walk?
Absolutely. You can sign up the day of the event. We will have an information tent with a QR code. We are a paperless event. But you can come sign up. You can register right on site with us and have a great time.
We'll be back with Pep Talk right after this.
Hey, Kevin, how's the boat running?
Well, you know, last week I started working on the water pump and now I can't remember how it goes back together.
Dude, stop. Call Key Marine. They'll get you and your Mercury outboard back in the water so we can go back to fishing again.
Key Marine gets the work done and lets you handle the fun. They'll fix any problem, big or small, even if the problem is you don't remember how the parts go back together. Key Marine, your Mercury outboard dealer on Bower Road in Pensacola.
Boogie Incorporated, the Gulf Coast leader in DJ entertainment, is celebrating their 45th year.
And they're just getting started.
If you're planning a wedding, employee party, class reunion, school dance, or an outdoor event or festival, why not use the best for less? Call Boogie Incorporated at 850-438-1660.
That's 850-438-1660.
Or go to BoogieInc.com.
Remember, wherever Boogie goes, a party is bound to follow.
Hey, this is Dr. Ben McMillan. I do a show on the Pensacola Expert Panel. We talk about your health problems.
Let me educate you about the Activator method of adjusting, which offers a safe and effective alternative to traditional manual adjustments. So whether you've been hurt in a car accident or been suffering from back or neck pain, chiropractic care could be your solution and not just a temporary fix.
Join me tomorrow on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Serving overseas was just the beginning. We might be home from war, but our mission continues in communities all across the country. It's why we're out there in times of peace and crisis, providing meals to the hungry and supplies to the sick. It's why we're giving strength to those who are too weak and bringing resources to those without them. Service doesn't stop when we're done serving. It's what makes us the VFW. Learn more at vfw.org.
News Radio 92.3.
The winner of the prestigious Marconi Award Media Market Station of the Year from the National Association of Broadcasters.
Informative, local, dependable.
Welcome back to Pep Talk. News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable. 850-437-1620 if you want to be part of the conversation today. In the studio with me right now is Melanie from American Cancer Society of Pensacola. We are talking a little bit about the Making Strides Against Breast Cancer Walk and the proceeds, of course, benefiting that mission. So can you tell me a little bit more about the mission and what that all entails?
Yeah, absolutely. We have our mission of the American Cancer Society really believes in access to care, quality care for everyone. And so here in Pensacola, Making Strides supports our mission. One of the missions that we have here is called what's called Road to Recovery. where we actually have volunteers that donate their time, their car, and their passenger seat, and they drive patients to and from treatment. Because if anyone that's ever been through cancer knows that, you know, you may have side effects from your treatments, and driving, maybe you may be unable to do so, and you may not have a ride to be able to do so. Maybe the other person in your home was working. Maybe you live alone, but we have the opportunity for you to have access to care. So if you need a ride to treatment, know that we're here for you. You can call our 24-hour-a-day, 7-day-a-week hotline. And I'm going to say that again, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Some will be on the other end of this number, 1-800-227-2345, to answer your questions, to get you in the right direction, to get you signed up for Road to Recovery. Know that that is available for you. We know that cancer patients and their caregivers do have a lot of questions. You can also use cancer.org. If you're not comfortable with calling, we do have a live chat on cancer.org, so please feel free to use that as well. For our breast cancer patients, we also have a peer-to-peer support that's called Reach to Recovery. And as a breast cancer patient, you're actually paired with another survivor that has gone through a like experience. And of course, like everything else, there's an app for that, right? Mm-hmm. So there's an app where you can chat, you can email, you can do phone conversations. If the individual is a little more local, you can do coffees. But it's someone to help you and be there for you while you're going through this process, someone to talk to and ask questions as well. We also have a Hope Lodge, and our one is in Jacksonville, and I actually know quite a few people from the Pensacola, in fact, from the Emerald Coast, that have gone to the Jacksonville Hope Lodge and stayed there free. It's free for a patient and caregiver, and that's where they have to go to get their life-saving treatment. Maybe the treatment option is not offered here in our local area, and they need to travel for treatment. So we also have a mission to help offset expenses with our Hope Lodge and our partnership with Extended Stay.
All right, Making Strides Against Breast Cancer, again, coming up. Where do they get information?
www.makingstrideswalk.org/PensacolaFL.
All right, thanks for being here.
Thank you for having me.